come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
That's right. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic, and we are live right here on The Hype 87.3 in ATL. And I heard we got Alabama in the building. King CGR, what's going on with your family? How you doing today?
What's going on, Tampa?
Man, it's good to see you. It's been a little minute.
It has. It's been, what, about 6 months?
Yeah, it seems like longer than that. Has it only been 6 months? I swear, I thought it was longer than that.
It might be. I don't remember how long. I know it's been since, what, September?
Yeah, it's been a little minute. But listen, it's always a pleasure to be around someone like you. I always, before we even dive into anything, I just want to give you your flowers.
Thank you.
Because you're cool, you're humble, you're a pleasure to be around.
Thank you.
There's a lot of ugliness in the world, you know what I'm saying? And you bring them positive energy, positive vibes. So I appreciate people like you, bro.
Thank you.
Big facts. You're welcome. Everybody. Introduce yourself.
What's going on? I'm King CGR. I'm originally from North New Jersey, but I'm right now for the past decade, I've been located in Brundage, Alabama.
Yeah.
And I know that's a small town, but we're going to bring that name up.
That's facts, bro. You here to change the game. Change the narrative.
Yes, ma'am.
Definitely. What took you from New Jersey to Alabama, if you don't mind sharing?
Family, actually.
Yeah.
My family is from the city of Brundage, actually. And I think my grandma moved to New Jersey. I can't say a year, but she moved some time ago, and some family things happened. My grandma moved back down, and then after a while, me and my mom moved back down.
Understood. Do you prefer New Jersey or Alabama?
It's parts I miss about New Jersey.
Understood.
That I can't find. Like, it's parts I miss in New Jersey that I can't find in Alabama, but it's also pieces of Alabama that I can't find in Jersey.
Yes.
Like, a lot of people don't realize Southern hospitality is Southern hospitality.
Man,
they like that up north.
Nothing like it, man.
You're not walking around speaking to everybody. You kind of worry about you and going on about your day, bumping into people. I have a hard time explaining it to folks.
No, absolutely. I completely agree. It's crazy because when I moved here from Florida, Florida's kind of like a melting pot because you get a lot of Northerners that move down there because of the weather and stuff like that.
Right.
When I moved here, I'm a very hospitable person. I love telling people good morning because a simple good morning could change someone's day.
Really,
you know what I'm saying?
It really can.
And I had to get used to that coming here because, like, people, good morning, how you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm going to love it here. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, but some people are just so abrupt and rude, they don't take the time to even greet you, and it's just weird to me.
Right.
Sounds like you and I are definitely on the same page with that.
Yes, ma'am.
I love it. Definitely.
Now, I will admit, I'm a little bit shy, so I'm not always willing to speak, and I've been told I look a little bit confrontational. But I promise you, I don't have no beef with nobody. I'm really just in my own world.
Let's talk about that real quickly, because I know I'm going to forget later. So would you say that that's a misconception about you?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Like, I've heard so many times, man, you come off so unapproachable. It's just like, I'm sorry. I'm 9 times out of 10, I got 10 million things on my mind.
Right.
I'm not trying to mean mug nobody. I'm just completely in a different world.
Absolutely. And we can never pass judgment on that because we don't know what that person's going through. You could have just lost a loved one, or you could have just simply had a bad day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it just, life be lifing.
It do.
We're human. We go through stuff. You know what I'm saying? But we're here to clear that up. He is a nice guy. Okay.
The ones that know me know.
Absolutely.
And if they don't know me, they'll know.
Yeah. If you know, you know. 100%. So taking it back to your childhood, we'll say before the age of 10, what were you into?
It wasn't music. I was really into visual arts, like painting and drawing and reading. I was doing a lot of reading around that age.
Yeah.
Maybe that in video games, I guess.
Listen, I think that all young men like them video games, most definitely. Let's talk about the visual side. What did you enjoy drawing? Like, was there particular things that you liked to draw?
I wouldn't say there was anything in particular. I just like the free feeling I would get just from drawing. Just, there's no rules. And, you know, maybe if you in art class, you got to draw a specific thing. But
yeah.
Outside of that, it's just the freedom to express yourself.
Yeah.
And it got a hold of me, and I've always enjoyed the opportunity to express myself freely.
Give me a couple of examples of things that you did draw.
Anime characters, landscapes.
Mm. A little bit of human element and on the nature side.
Right, right.
Any portraits of people?
I didn't get that far. 'Cause I think I stopped drawing right about 10. And the last few things I remember drawing were definitely the anime characters.
Yeah.
I had me a little, I can't call it a sketchbook, a little notebook.
Yeah.
Just look at a picture and try to jot it down and just get my hand muscles stronger.
Understood. What got you away from that?
Change of pace, yeah. Honestly. Because the move to Alabama was very abrupt and unexpected. So I didn't have my notebook anymore.
Understood. Understood. You lost that in the move somehow?
Yes.
Man, were you upset?
Not really.
Yeah. Maybe that was God talking to me. I need to move on to something different.
Right, right. Because I, as much as I enjoyed art, I didn't feel like it wasn't the same way I feel about music. It was like, yeah, I like doing this, and this is freeing, but it don't touch me the same way that doing music does.
Understood. Now, would you say that as far as the music that you listened to, it was kind of diverse, being that you were in New Jersey, but you also have Alabama roots? Those are two different totally type of sounds that are being produced when it comes to music.
Actually, that you say that, I've done a lot of, like, retrospective views lately, and yeah. It's like, no, I'm starting to see my mother really laid the seeds for me to enjoy music from the South as much as I do.
Yeah.
But I'm also hearing the soundscape of the North while I'm there. So it definitely influenced for sure.
Definitely. So if people who haven't heard your music, which we are going to listen to one of your songs a little bit later, will they hear a little bit of both in your music?
I've been told so many things about my music. It's like I've heard a lot that I'm very original.
Yes.
You can't really pinpoint it because there's so many influences from different areas, influences from different genres, different soundscapes. So maybe you can, maybe you can't. I think the more the audiophiles, they might be able to pick up on it.
But yeah.
Maybe the average person may not.
Right. Absolutely. Understood. Absolutely. How long have you been, like, we'll say on the professional level, where you got your music business together, you're putting it on the digital platforms? How long has that been?
True be told, putting it on platforms probably started about 2016. So okay. Maybe a year after I started recording.
Okay. So you've been doing it for a while.
Yes, ma'am.
So from 2016 to now. We listened to you from 2016. We listen to you now. What are we going to hear different?
Tremendous growth. Tremendous growth.
In your delivery and everything?
Yes, ma'am. You can, it's funny. I just redropped, I did a little remixing of one of my earliest projects that's available on DSPs. I listened to it and you can hear there's something in that music.
Yeah.
And then you hear it now and it's like, okay, yeah, he's definitely growing into what was already there.
Mm.
There was something stirring in him and it's starting to make its way out.
Yes.
You'll hear different elements of music, percussive elements for sure.
Yeah.
You know, everything changes with time, but I think I'm a lot more open to stepping outside the box and trying new challenges for myself.
I love it. That's the goal, is we don't ever want to fit in. We want to stand out.
Right.
Outside the box.
Right.
Definitely. Would you say, like, your wordplay is grown? Like, your vocab has gotten wider?
For sure. Now, one thing I can say, I've always had a big lexicon.
Yeah.
But, you know, you learn something new every day. So it's always growing. But that wordplay has definitely got something serious.
Absolutely. And some of these folks, it's going to go right over their head. They'll be like, what did he just say? But I love that, though. It's intriguing.
It is. It is. I tell folks a lot, like, I tell folks. I tell my close people.
Yeah.
I'm writing a song, and I'm not going to lie to you. I came up with this bar. I'm surprised I even said it. Mm. That wasn't something I would think I'd be capable of coming up with.
Yeah.
But
wordplay is heavy.
It is.
It is. So you've been in Alabama, you said, for about the last 10 years?
I'm
13. Oh, so you've been out there for a minute, for a long time. All right, run us through that. What has life been like in Alabama for you over these last 13 years? Just in general.
In general, it's a lot more relaxed.
Yeah.
And there's a good and bad side to that.
Yeah.
It's a lot more relaxed. It's a lot more of a popularity contest because everybody knows everybody.
Right.
It's pretty calm. Just, you know, you really kind of find your wave and you just try to stick with that unless you ride waves. But, you know, that's anywhere.
You've created your own path. It right. sounds like.
Right.
When people tune in and hear your music, they know 100% that's you.
Right.
I love that. You don't want to sound like anybody else. No shade to anybody else, but there's already a Wayne and there's already a Drake and there's exactly. already a Cole. And you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You can take influence from them, but when people listen to your music, they know undoubtedly, without a shadow of a doubt, that's you.
Right.
That's the goal, right?
At the end of the day, it's like, you know, like you said, we have all these other big name artists.
Yes.
In a sense, it's kind of, I feel that competitive rap spirit at times. Like, yeah, I want to be better than them.
Of course.
But at the same time, it's like, I also want there to be a strong division between me and anybody else.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's I like that originality about myself.
I do too. Absolutely. I know that you said you as a young man are somewhat misunderstood. People think that, but what about as an artist? Do you feel like as an artist you're completely understood, or do you feel like you're slightly misunderstood?
Somebody out there has got it. I shed tears a couple days ago. Shameless plug. I might have Googled myself, and I saw a new website was listed under my Google, and I went and read it in the bio. Like, I sent you my bio. Yeah. I wrote that bio, and over time, I go in and change it. But I read this bio, and it sounded like somebody sat down and listened and actually was like, I'm going in here to see what he's trying to give me.
Wow.
So I felt understood. It's like 3 a.m, I'm shedding tears, like somebody's understanding what's going on.
That is like that is so emotional, because that's really what a lot of us want. We just want to be understood.
Right.
You know, and appreciated for who we are.
Right.
Because everybody's different. Everybody's journey's different. So it's like, it goes back to saying, like, we can't pass judgment off someone because they could be having a bad day or a bad week or whatever. You don't know what's going on in their life.
Sometimes we get so caught up in ourselves that we forget to look out for the other person.
Man, that is facts. Absolutely. We have to learn not to be self-righteous. We got to be selfless, you know, and be able to embrace other people, help people if they need it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Definitely. What's the music scene like in your city for independent artists like yourself?
I'm not gonna lie to you. I haven't had my ears to the streets like that as of lately. I will say there are some people I personally know who make waves and they have their own lane.
Yeah.
Skimp 1K.
That's my dog, man. Yeah.
That's my classmate, actually.
Really?
Yes.
He's so talented as well.
He is. Skimp 1K, Sosa Brazzi, Smith Dog.
Yeah.
That's my dog, Smith Dog. It's a lot of artists out there, and I don't know all of them personally, but, like, I want all of them to know I'm open to work.
Yeah.
I'm open to work, but at the same time, we all fighting to be, you know, top dog in the city, to come out of the city.
Understood.
So.
Understood. I feel like if people can really come together and develop that unity, you'll make a bigger force.
Right.
So I love the fact that you're open to working with other artists. Let's dive in on that a little bit, because you're a dope artist, and but at the same time, you have to protect your brand, your image, your everything, because you right. work hard to get to where you're at. What would a perfect feature look like for you? And what I mean by that is, you know, there are some people out here, are just, not to be mean, but your music isn't great. You know, you're not going to want to collab with someone like that until they get their game up. What would a perfect feature look like for you? What qualities would they have to have?
You know, I haven't really thought of it. I'm glad you asked me that. But in all honesty, the perfect feature is just me being able to tell that somebody's actually giving it their all.
Yeah.
They're not just phoning it in. They're not just trying to copy a style because they like this style. Like, they're actually pouring themselves into that music.
Yes.
And you can feel that difference.
Yes, you can.
So that's the perfect collab. You ain't got to sound like you been doing this for 20 years. As long as you really giving it your all,
yes,
I'm down to work.
I love that. Absolutely, because you can help develop people. Because, you know, even though you're young, you're very poised at what you do. You've been doing this for a long time. Right. So you just somebody who's going to help push it as much as you do. Like, right. you can't be the only one out here pushing exactly. it. You know what I'm saying? And they're trying to ride your wave.
Exactly.
They got to be matching your fly at this.
Right.
Definitely. So anybody heard that, make sure you come with your A game because he's a professional.
Come with it. I'm not afraid of a challenge. I love a good challenge. Come with it.
I know that's right. What about this music business, the music industry, or just music period? What makes you so passionate about it?
I think that goes back to the like I was saying earlier, the freedom to express yourself yeah. without rules, really. It's really a good way for me to vent.
Yes,
that's another part of it. I'm able to talk about things that I feel conflicted about, or I may have a hard time really explaining to another person. Sometimes that pen is just, it's that relief I need.
Man. So let's talk about that. Do you put pen to paper?
Not actual pen to paper. I'm a typer.
Understood. But, it's still a form of writing.
Right. No, I get kind of looked at a little bit crazy because I freestyle, but my freestyle is not the traditional freestyle.
Understood.
I come up with a bar. All right, let me see. Think about that. Come up with another bar.
Yeah.
I'm not off the dome, back to back.
Understood.
I gotta sit there and make sure that this makes sense.
Yes.
And if I wrote this line, but I don't really like this line being in this place. Maybe I need to move it. Maybe I need to change.
Right. You can definitely, and again, that's the beautiful thing about being an artist is you have complete creative control over right. how you do it.
Right.
And you can take your time with it, too. You're not being rushed. No one's pressuring you.
And that rush will take a hit and turn it into a miss.
And I think it will also make you lose your love and your passion for it. Like,
right.
because now you're slightly stressed because you're being rushed. Like, you know, maybe if you're signed to a major label, well, you can't release anything now. But when they want you to, they want you to hurry up and get it done. It's
right.
like, I don't know. I wouldn't want to work under that type of pressure.
I don't. But at the same time, I kind of want to feel it just to know. Just to know what it's like. Because I feel like that could, for me personally, I can't speak for anybody else. I feel like that might be another learning experience to learn how to work under that pressure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, we need a single out in the next 3 weeks.
Yes.
Okay. What's touching me at the moment? What needs to get out that
yes.
I'm fighting? Let's let that come out. You know, I think it'll be a challenge, but I'm willing to open up to it.
Like you said, you're definitely open to challenges.
Right.
And we have to challenge ourselves. From time to time, you know, that's important
right.
too, most definitely. Are you in album mode at all, or are you focusing on putting singles out?
A lot of people don't know this because I don't talk to too many people. When I'm in album mode, it's not one album.
Mm.
It's, all right, I'm going to do this song. I got this song out. This fits this project I'm working on. Let me do another song. Okay, this one definitely fits this other one.
Yeah.
So I'd say I'm working on about maybe 3 or 4 projects right now.
That's a lot. I love it. That's a challenge in itself right there.
Yes, ma'am.
That is 100% because, to my knowledge, most artists, they focus on one at a time. I think that's dope. So now these 3 or 4 albums that you're working on, are they all going to be different flavors?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I can talk about them. I got a little rap project because I keep trying to get away from rap. But every time I say, all right, put the rap down, let's go to another bag. Something just comes up, something stirs up in my spirit. So I got a rap project I'm working on. I got a pop project I'm working on. I got a, I like to call it the real album.
Yes.
My next album, that's going to be a more of a rap album than a hip hop album.
Like rap is in like you spitting in bars?
Yeah, like wordplay.
Wordplay.
Fantastic instrumentation.
Man.
That's what I'm going for with that next album.
That's going to take us back to like, no shade to a lot of the music's coming out today, but that's going to take us back to me like that 2000s type. Like we're.
That's what I'm going for.
I love that.
That's exactly
yes,
what I'm
sir.
That's exactly what I'm
that's
going
for. That's my era. I love that.
That Kanye, that late registration, graduation era,
that's what you're going for. Man, that is so diverse. Okay, and then, so you got this one that's going to be straight, complete, like, rap in there.
Right.
What are the other sounds that you're coming out with?
I'm trying to.
No, you're not trying. You're doing.
You're right. I'm definitely really trying, not trying. I'm definitely working on improving my my out of culture bags. I kind of want to call it.
Yeah.
Pop is where I started.
Yes.
And that's where I'm trying to. That's where I'm working to improve.
I love it. What about country music at all?
Can't speak too much on it, but we're attempting that.
You would be open to it at some point in time.
Oh, yeah. It's in the plans.
It's a big audience. That's why I asked. You know, pop is a big audience. You know, like oftentimes artists get so closed in on only making one style of music, which I'm not knocking that. But if you desire to be a mega superstar, you got to be willing to open up to different genres. And it sounds like you're absolutely doing that.
Oh, for sure. I literally just wrote, I got a list of the projects I'm working on.
Yeah.
Country's in there.
I love that.
Country's in there. Gospel is in there.
There you go. So you're going to be on the gospel side, secular side. We're going to see it, the Stellars and the Grammys. I'm loving it.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. We manifesting all that.
Yes, ma'am.
That is
sure.
Fire. Looking at your music career, where it's at right now, what do you think is one thing that you could really improve on?
You got to be an engineer to understand this, but the master inside.
Yeah. My significant other is an audio engineer, so I kind of know some of it. Yeah.
Yeah, that master inside, that's where I really want to tune in. I do a lot of my own mixing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm always trying to learn new things to improve my mix.
Yeah.
But I don't really work on mastering that much.
Understood.
And, you know, it's kind of I still need to learn it, and I don't feel comfortable enough to tap into it yet, but
understood.
That means it's time to work on it.
You're going
to
master the mastering. I love
yes,
it.
Ma'am.
What about, are you familiar with Dolby Atmos?
I am, and I want to get into that bag so bad.
Yes.
That spatial feeling, I love it.
It's, you feel it in your being.
Right.
One of my good friends, he owns a studio. It's only about maybe 10 minutes from here. It's called Soul Asylum. And
I've been there.
Yeah, shout out to Capone and his wife, Amber. They are, to my knowledge, I think they're the only or one of the only couple Dolby Atmos studios in the Atlanta area.
Okay.
And, you know, so he works on all the top dogs, you know, the big artists and stuff like that. And his Dolby Atmos, it's like a theater room. You sit in there and you can feel the music coming from everywhere. Like, you feel it in your being. And I'm just like, yo, but the reason I asked is because at some point in time, like Apple Music and stuff, they won't allow artists to get on their playlisting unless they have a Dolby Atmos mix and master on there, because it's that top-notch sound.
Right.
So that's something that you definitely can tap in along the way as well.
For sure, for sure. I got a partner. Shout out Hannah Beats. He used to work at Soul Asylum.
Oh, okay.
He actually took me and my mentor, Flo Beats. We three of us went out to Soul Asylum one night, and I enjoyed it. I definitely want to go back. I'm not entirely sure if Hannah's still associated with them, but I know he is licensed to do Dolby Atmos.
Okay, that is dope. Were you at their location that's over here on Buford Highway? It's the big, huge building? Because I know they were at another spot before that was like a little bit smaller.
It might have been the smaller one, because this was fresh out of high school. This was probably 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, check out their new spot when you get a chance. Like I said, it's about 10 minutes from here, straight down Buford Highway.
Most definitely.
You walk in there, you're not going to want to leave. It's insane what he's done with that building. What about other business ventures? What interests you?
A lot. If you know me well, you know I'm a man of many hats.
Gotta be.
You see, I got my cameraman with me.
Yep. He over there capturing all that good footage.
Sure,
I love it.
That's bro. I love camera work. I love photography, videography. Like I said, I do my own mixes, so I'm engineering on the side as well. I want to tap into investing.
Mm.
That's something I'm learning about, and I'm trying to learn that habit. Well, I'm working on learning that habit a little bit better.
Yes.
Oh, there's really a lot. Yeah. Writing.
Yes.
Publishing physical manuscripts.
Okay.
Acting. That's actually that's the lowest on the totem pole in aspects to work on right now, but that's actually what I went to school for.
Really?
I did. I got my bachelor's degree in performing arts.
Look at you. Did you do any type of plays or anything like that, or live stage, you know, work? Or
I wasn't on stage in college. I was backstage, but that's because I did a lot of community and elementary school work doing theater, and I was on stage. So it was like, all right, I'm going to learn behind the scenes. That's a whole different energy to tap into.
Yes.
But it's a lot of different bags.
I love that you're so broad with that, because we have to have multiple hustles.
Right.
Period, point blank. We cannot just do one thing. We can kind of focus on one thing at a time and, you know, master that. But you got to have, because I believe everything is seasonal.
For sure.
You know, some things get slower during the winter months. Okay, well, you got to have something to hold you over during the time if you're an entrepreneur, right? So it's like you got to constantly have different things that are going on in order to keep that bag flowing in, right?
You need one bag to fill up another bag and then another bag to fill up that bag.
Man, that is facts. Let's talk about the investment side, because I think that's one of the most important things we can do, especially if we're an entrepreneur, because I'm sure you desire to do this full time, right?
For sure.
We have to think about our future. If we're not working for that big old company, we don't have a 401k that we can invest in with them. So we have to think of other ways of doing it and getting into, you know, the market. So are you looking at doing like stocks and crypto both?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
I have a crypto account. I have a stocks and bonds account.
Yeah.
Just working on doing the right investments, making the right moves.
Absolutely. And the beautiful thing about the era that we're in, there's so many places you can learn. Like YouTube is a whole university, right?
Man, there are apps that are for you to trade on that teach you as you are on the app.
Yes.
And like I try to put my gang on. I've tried to put associates on. Like, hey, all you got to do is download this app. You ain't got to put no money in. They will give you money to learn about this.
Yeah.
And you can play with that money.
Man. Some people don't want to listen, though.
They don't. And I'm not knocking them for
that. Of course.
Everybody's not always open to everything.
100%. Absolutely. And, no, you're absolutely right. You, at the end of the day, you just look out for yourself.
Right.
And it's cool that you're looking to put other people in a position to be able to rise up. But like you said, we can't force people.
For sure.
It's not for everybody.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink.
Can't make them drink. 100%.
Like, man, I want to see everybody eat.
Yeah.
It's too much money out here for everybody to not be eating.
That is facts. That is absolute facts. What do you desire, like, with your music? And what I mean by that is, some people that I talk to, they really want just the fame, or some people want to take care of their family. What is your ultimate goal?
Really just, one, to be better understood.
Yeah.
As a human, and to get everybody to understand each other better.
Yeah.
In a sense, you could dumb it down to world peace.
Yeah.
that's really the goal. That's really the goal. And to be able to make a living off something I love that doesn't feel like work.
You'll never work a day in your life.
Right.
100%. I'm sure, like with him, you know, he likes doing stuff with the camera. It's like, whatever it is that you desire or you love and you have a passion for, man, like, coming here, I can't wait to come here and sit down with people.
Oh, for sure.
Because it's what I love to do. I love using my voice. I love getting people's stories with your music. And you got so many other things that you do, man. It's a passion for you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. What is your purpose through all this?
To get people to really look at more than just themselves.
Yeah.
Like we talked about earlier, it's bigger than just me.
Mm.
It's bigger than just you. It's all of us. We're all here. And we don't all know each other's stories. There are people in this world that you and I both don't know exist right now.
That's right, 100%.
But that doesn't mean we have to discount them or discredit them.
Right, absolutely. And it's going to be like that forever. We can't possibly meet and know everybody.
Right.
Just know that there's other people out here who you may not even know, but they know who you are and they're rooting for you.
Right.
We thank you to those people. You know what I'm saying?
Big thank you. Big thank you to the... My support network has grown tremendously in the past 2-3 years, and I've been getting a lot of, I've had strangers walk up to me at my 9-to-5.
I love it.
And literally tell me, like, yo, that music is something different. Don't let it go.
Man, that's so inspiring right there. Like, when you hear that stuff, especially when it's from a perfect stranger, it absolutely is confirmation you're doing the right thing.
Right.
Let's dive into that a little bit more, because you have been gaining a lot of notoriety over the last couple of years. People recognizing your music, knowing who you are.
Smile.
Without giving to people too much sauce, what are some of the things that you're doing to help build that up and really get your name and your brand and your music out there?
we ain't gonna give out the sauce, but I'm doing, the simplest way I can put it is this. It's right there in your face.
Man.
It's literally right there in your face. The things I'm doing because I literally can't help but see it.
Man.
And I'm just taking advantage of it.
I love that. You have to. People got to keep their eyes open. People be having their blinders up, and that will cause people to miss out on beautiful opportunities.
Right. And that now that's another part of it. I am physically networking.
Yeah.
Like me and you met at the Ugly Money Music Summit.
Yes.
Now I'm here.
Listen, exactly. Right. And that's the thing is you have to get out here and, like the old saying, shake hands and kiss babies.
For sure.
Build those relationships because relationships will put you in places that money cannot.
For sure.
100% hands down. Because what I've learned over my time in this industry, and I'm sure you can relate to this, is not all money is good money.
For sure.
There are some people who have a bag, but their attitude is so disgusting that I don't even want to deal with someone like that.
It's that energy that you give off, it's going to come back.
100%.
It's going to come back. So, you know, I'm big on, I don't want to offend nobody. I don't want to hurt nobody. I'm not a bully.
Yeah.
That's not who I am. So let me go meet these people. If the vibe is off, that tells me right there what I need to know.
Man, that is facts. I've left situations because I'll pull up and the energy and the vibe is off. And I'm just like, if I'm not feeling it at 110%, I don't need to be there.
Right. I made a post.
Tell us about it.
Yesterday, I made a post on Facebook. There are industry people who first of all, thank you for the opportunity because it's people that have taken a notice of me that I would never expect.
Yeah.
But some of those people are the same people I will never work with again.
Man, that is facts.
And it's not off hate. It's just we go about things differently. You feel a different way than I do.
Yes.
I don't want nothing bad to happen to you. Many blessings, peace upon you. I'm not working with you no more.
That is facts. One thing that my OG and my business partner, Bigger Rankin, told me early on is that you cannot associate yourself and your brand with everybody because even though you want to see the good in people, like we want to see the good in people, that person may not have pure intentions.
Right.
And they could drag your name and your brand through the mud just off of guilty by association.
Right.
So it's like unapologetically, we have to leave people behind.
Right.
And not feel bad about it. Like you said, you know, power to you, blessings to you. You're just not going to have my blessings.
Right.
Got to be mindful of that.
It's like you said, you got to protect your brand.
Yes. And protect your peace.
For sure.
Man, that's a big one.
that's been the biggest lesson of my 20s, protecting my peace.
Let's talk about that. Because that was going to be one of the things I was going to ask you is what has been one of your biggest life lessons. So talk about protecting your peace.
Protecting your peace is so much, it's so much bigger than folks really think it is. It's bigger than just, oh, I'm not going to talk to you because I don't like the way you talk. What am I doing to help myself?
Yeah.
What am I actually trying to get better? Am I trying to do something to evolve and become the best type of person I can be?
Yes.
Yeah, I got to watch out for the people around me. Yeah, I got to watch out for crazy situations going on, but it's so much that goes into it. Taking care of your health physically, mentally,
man,
emotionally, it's a lot.
It's so important because all that stuff will catch up with you.
Right.
When we're in our 20s, and I know you're in your 20s, not you, because you're like a different breed. Like, you're so beyond your time, and I love that. That's always been me. I always hang out with people that were older than me because I wanted to gain that wisdom, right?
Likewise. It's the same way over here.
Yeah, you know, because I feel like someone my age who ain't doing nothing when I was in my 20s, what can they possibly show me or tell me? You know what I'm saying? Because they haven't done it either. Right. So it's like you want to hang out with people older than you. But it's important because that what we take in, like, can be in our whole entire inner being.
It'll mess you up.
Yeah.
I have to tell people sometimes and not. We vent to each other.
Of course.
We human. We can't help it. I got people that's close to me that I vent to. I vent to people.
Yeah.
And one of the main things I try to tell people, don't stress yourself because that will physically manifest in your body and cause a problem.
That is facts.
I know it's bothering you. There's ways to go about releasing it. Do what you need to do to release it. As long as you're not hurting nobody else, do what you got to do.
Period.
But don't hold that in. Don't hold that in.
That is facts, because if you carry that on, it can lead to other health problems.
Right.
You know, again, going back to like when I was in my 20s, you know, I thought that forever I would be invincible. Now I'm in my 40s. certain little things start catching up and I'm like, okay, I got to change the way I do things because I'm not 20 years old anymore. You know what I'm saying?
She capping, y'all. I just want y'all to know that she ain't in her 40s.
I'm 50 this month.
Yeah, right.
I was born April 29th, 1974. I'll be 50 on the 29th. I promise you. My son's about to be 30 this month. He'll be 30 on the 27th. I promise you. Right hand to God.
Congrats. You don't look.
Thank you. That good water, not letting people stress me out.
Exactly.
No, I appreciate that. That's something I really focus on, is taking care of myself. And I know I could do slightly better, but I'm working on it, you know, as much as I can.
That's all you can.
Yeah, working on being the best version of ourselves.
Exactly.
Absolutely. On the, you said protecting your peace is one thing that you really learned, you know, in your 20s. What about this industry? What's the biggest lesson you've learned about this music industry? Drop that gem on us.
What are you willing to do it for? What is the purpose behind this? Because if it's just to get rich, I mean, I keep having to say this so much in the past month. I had a conversation about this earlier. Like 21 Savage said it best. If you got an exorbitant amount of money to dump into a music career, go put it in real estate. Go do something else.
Man.
Because the music is not getting rich quick. The only way you get rich quick is if you have popularity.
Facts.
And even then, it's fleeting because you on a ticking clock. Oh, you popular. This song blew up. What you following that up with?
Right.
What are you going to make sure that you have that audience that you gained?
Yes.
You got to keep them connected with you.
Yeah, keep them engaged.
And a lot of people don't realize it's not always just the music. Sometimes it's about shaking hands and kissing babies.
100%. Building those relationships.
Right.
Because really at the end of the day, when someone becomes a fan of yours, they really want to know who you are as a person. That's why doing stuff like this and the type of conversations we're having, I know we kind of veered off, but I like those kind of conversations because it's real life stuff.
Right.
People want to know that about you.
For sure.
They want to know you're a human being.
I tell anybody that's trying to get close to me, I'm an open book. It's a lot of things that I don't feel uncomfortable to talk about.
Yeah.
That the ordinary person be like, why are you in my business? Man, we're human. We're human. Your business is my business because I need to make sure that you are right just as well. I got to make sure I'm all right.
Right. Absolutely. And never be ashamed to talk about your journey.
Right.
You know, because it will inspire people.
It will.
We all go through times of, you know, like I had my son at 19 and I was broke. You know what I'm saying? It was a difficult time, but I don't mind sharing that because I want to encourage people that you can make it out.
Right.
Of whatever situation you're in.
And it's always something that maybe you see in hindsight that will inspire, teach. You could do so much with it just from something you learned.
Yes.
Or something you think you could have done differently.
Yes.
It's so much to be gained from that.
Man, that is facts. You got so much wisdom. I could tell you hang around some OGs. I love it.
Got to. He is the youngest in the group.
I was going
to
ask you, who you got behind the lens with you today? Introduce this man.
We ain't came up with a nickname for him yet. This is Caleb. That's been my... This was the first friend I made when I got to Alabama.
I love it.
And it was... It was situational when it first started, but that changed in a matter of like 20 minutes.
Yeah. He's a real friend.
For sure. For sure.
The music business away. That's your friend.
Right. I mean, it's over 10 years of friendship.
That's like a brother.
That I call his mother, mama.
Man, I love that. That's so beautiful.
Hang out with them for holidays. That's
what I'm talking about. That's beautiful. That's I love that. It's rare to find someone like that. And I'm sure he feels the same way about you because you guys have developed that bond with each other.
Better if you
want to
get back home.
He said, Alabama long walk.
Trust me. And I used to do all the walking and catching buses. You ain't going to get that back home.
But you know what, though? With him being here with you right now, that says a lot.
It does.
He could have been doing anything else in the world today. He could have been sitting home, chilling, watching TV.
Sleep, taking
a nap, because I love taking naps. Don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? Right. But, yeah, that to me, that just speaks volumes right there that he came out here with you.
I appreciate him more than he could ever know. And I tell him that all the time. Sometimes he'd be like, man, you ain't got to. I got to. I really appreciate it.
It does feel good to hear it from time to time.
For sure.
It's like we know it. We know the people that appreciate us. But just from time to time, it's good to hear it, you know, a little reassuring.
I love it. My group is my group for a reason.
Yeah.
And I appreciate them all.
And?
I love to tell them, like, I appreciate you. I'm not afraid to tell this man I love him. I'm comfortable in my sexuality.
As you should.
Like that. That's bro. I love him like a brother.
Let me tell you something coming from a woman's perspective. as a grown woman at that. To me, in my opinion, it takes more of, it makes you more of a man that you can express yourself like that and not care what anybody thinks right. or says. Because you, like you said, you know who you are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even if you cry, to me, it takes, I used to tell my son this when he was younger. I'm like, because he never wants people to see him cry. I said, it's okay. It is okay that you're human. That's the human element coming out until it shows that you're a human being and you got emotions and feelings.
Right.
So it takes from a woman, it takes more of a man to be able to do that and not care what anybody thinks. Period. We love you, bro.
Caleb. Boy, I love you.
Aw, that's dope. I love that. That just gave me chills right there. No, I'm serious, because it's very rare that you find somebody that you can just bond with like that. Because honestly, I've been here for 10 and a half years. I don't really have any friends that I've super bonded with like that. All my people, like how you, your relationship with him, are back home. It's rare to find people, so that's a blessing right there.
Since I did that, can I give a couple more?
Of course.
Carlos, boy, I love you. You did your thing. We still going up. Shameless plug, do you have Apple TV?
I don't.
You might want to get it. We got a rising star.
Okay.
Watch Manhunt. Carlos P. Lucky Jr. is in that show. That's his first big role.
Yeah.
But we got some things in the works.
I love it.
Ebony, I love you. Author. That's also Carlos's wife.
Okay.
She has her own book. She's working on merch. Go home, shop the store.
Yeah.
She has her own podcast, Book Talk. Book Talk with Lucky Jones. You might hear my little producer side coming out on the accompanying music.
Okay.
Reggie, I love you. I love you, Reggie. You planted a lot of seeds as well. Strangers in your corner. Me and Reggie were strangers. That's game.
Man.
That's gang. I love the gang. K. Smith, Smith dog, whatever you want to call yourself. I'm calling you K. Smith because that's what I meant you is. Man, I love you, my boy. Even though we get to trying to work on music and it shift over to venting and talking about life, is needed sometimes.
Yeah.
Flo, I love you. Mama, I love you. Brothers and sisters out across the country, I love you. Everybody, I love you.
Shout out to yourself, too, bro.
Oh, for sure. That was the other part of 20s that I've learned, loving myself.
Yes. You have to love you first before you can love anybody else. I'm a believer in that.
And it took some real hard lessons to really realize, like, do you really love yourself enough?
Yeah.
So.
Do you think that's something you're still working on, or you think you?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. That's not a quick fix type thing. That's something you got to work on every day.
I think it's something we work on until the day we die.
For sure.
To be honest, because we're always evolving and changing. Like I said, I'm definitely not the same person I was 20 years ago. So we almost have to fall in love with ourselves from time to time.
For sure. Like, it might be controversial and somebody might not understand what I mean. But personally, I feel like if you are not evolving, if you're staying stagnant, you're dead already.
Man, that is facts. And that's why a lot of people check out earlier than they probably should. Shout out to my granny. She'll be 100 years old in June.
Congrats.
100. And she still lives by herself, completely independent. The only thing she don't do is drive because of her vision. And I'm like, it's because, like, when my grandfather, her husband, passed 30 years ago, she didn't give up. She didn't become stagnant. She stayed active. And that's why now she's about to be 100 years old.
That's amazing.
That's a blessing right there.
It is.
Imagine what she has seen in her 100 years on this earth. Woof. That's a lot, right?
Yeah.
That's the goal. Growing old is a flex these days.
Right.
It really is.
Man, I'm sure she could give a lot of wisdom.
And it's like so crazy because when I talk to her, it's like you and I talking. She has no Alzheimer's, no dementia, like none of that.
That's
like
a big blessing.
Her and I, she still cooks for herself. She cleans. I'm just like, Granny, you about to be 100. How? Because she just was unbothered. Didn't let the world get to her. You know what I'm saying? Just living unapologetically as she was. And that's going to be us.
For sure.
We claiming it.
For sure.
So let's talk about this record, this Munyon record. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Everybody want to get to that. What does this record mean to you?
It's funny. It's no longer my latest release, but it's my personal latest release of things I completely had a hand on.
Okay.
And it's genuinely what I'm going through now, this transition from, like, it's people I know, it's people I've personally met that are accepting me for my music, But now it's getting pushed out to a point where it's like, all right, money's coming in from this. I'm touching amounts of money I've never thought about touching before. I'm having to worry about different issues I didn't have to worry about before. My life is changing. So it's like, okay, money coming in. Folks see me on the rise, now they on the fence. I've had bullies. I've had bullies. Don't ever think that some folks don't got bullies. Just about anybody got a bully.
No, they do, especially on the internet.
For sure. But I've had real life bullies.
Yeah, real life bullies have come too.
Back and come, man, I see you doing your thing, and I'm taken aback because it's like I appreciate that you taking notice, but like you bullied me.
Man, they listen, when they see you doing good, they're gonna always spin the block. Not all of them, but a lot of them gonna spin the block and come back.
The block been getting spent.
It's spunt.
Spent. However you want to say it, whatever floats your boat, whatever you need to tell yourself when you go to sleep at night.
No, that's facts. Because it goes, everybody's journey's different. Right. What may work for you may not work for me and vice versa. And that's cool. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make it right or wrong.
Yeah, they don't have to make us enemies.
No, absolutely not. So you get into the bag, seeing this money coming in, and that right there is another confirmation that you're doing the right thing. Who produced this record?
Oh, that is a combination of me and Flow Beats.
Okay, dope. So you had your hands in on that because I know you do the engineering side. You know, you're working on mastering the mastering.
For sure.
I love that. Definitely. I know you gave thanks and shout outs to people. Is there anybody else before we check out the record?
All my mamas. I got a bunch of people who have been like a mother to me.
Yeah.
My actual mama, my father figure, anybody that's been a part of my life.
Yeah.
Thank you, because whether it was for good or bad, I could not be here without those times.
Yeah.
Without those moments, without those memories, I wouldn't be who I am.
100%. Absolutely, man. Tell everybody where they can follow you out and keep up with you.
All right, so we're going to make this real, real simple. We're working on getting the shirt made.
Okay.
So that way.
Walking billboard. Bam. Right.
But whatever platform you want to find me on, that be it Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, TikTok, whatever your mama use, it's all the same handle, @KingCGR47YF3. Again, @KingCGR47YF3. It stands for Fort Life. But
I was just going to ask you that. Yeah. You read my mind. You already knew I was going to ask you that.
It a lot of things I do draw questions, so I'll be prepared to answer.
But that's a good thing, though. I love the fact that you are creating a brand where it's going to draw awareness back to you by the simple fact that it's going to intrigue people to ask questions. Well, what does that mean? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, if your name was just King, of course you are a king, but that's not going to really draw people in. But you got the stuff that goes along with it.
That's my favorite question. That is, what does CGR stand for? Well, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I love that question.
Absolutely. Most definitely. Well, let's get into this record.
Let's do it.
Anything else you want to make sure that people are in tune with before we check out the record?
After you check out this record, go to YouTube and check out my latest release, Please Don't Leave Me Alone. It is produced by Darth and Ginger Studios. It's released by them. Hear the versatility for yourself.
I love it. Definitely. Go ahead and introduce this record for us.
Well, this record is about growing into yourself and getting bigger and noticing a lot of things about yourself, but never forgetting the end goal at the same time.
Yeah. Facts. I love the conversation with you.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. We need to do it again and again.
Oh, for sure.
I love them deep type of, listen, I wish I could give you a whole nother hour, Slick. I ain't lying. I'm so serious. Cause this is like, it's like a breath of fresh air sitting down with someone like you.
Thank you.
100%. You know what I'm saying? Cause you actually have a story to tell. You got stuff to talk about. You know, you're an intelligent young man. I love that. Want to give you your flowers.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, man. Well, let's check out this record. Y'all, it's your girl, Tampa Mystic. Let's go.
Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
I lied, but don't pause it. I would never really be ready for this shit, bro.
Find the things in life, find you in the migraine. Try to count me out.
Money coming in, see me on the rise, now they on the fence. We was hopping those, now we hopping whips. Niggas folded on me, now I'm counting chips. Let me tell you a little something and then I'ma dip. Money make you funny, I ain't talking quips. That stepping in my prime, never been an optimist. Should I even doubt me, but I never quit. See no diamonds on my wrist, no. I'm still shining in this bitch, ayy. Ladies say I'm looking like the shit. Tell them wipe me down like when they take a piss. He look, got me talking crazy. My mama grab Gino on his baby. On the road doing shows, never lazy. See me swimming in the water like the Navy. But everything you see me with, I heard that. How the fuck you think I got a hurt, babe? Crawled about the gutter, know you heard that. I want my kids to learn that. They ain't got a want for nothing. Long as I can help it, ain't got nothing but know it's coming. Don't mind taking steps across the house, a nigga running. Call it to the money, I'm like I need a little song.
A lot of ones, a lot of fives, a lot of tens, a lot of twenties, a lot of fifties, a lot of hundreds. Hold on, let me count that again. A lot of ones, a lot of fives, a lot of tens, a lot of
okay, lot of ones, lot of fives, lot of tens, lot of twenties, lot of fifties, lot of hundreds, lot of money. Lot of ones, lot of fives, lot of tens, lot of twenties.